Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
33-24, Emporia State with a lead by 9. They've led by as many as 16 in this first half. They will have the ball to start the second half. Owen Long, Lavelle Ziegler, Caden Evans, Elijah Comether, and Peyton Rogers Schmidt on the floor for Emporia State. Lincoln goes with DJ Richardson, Sam Routens, Kevin Kone, Say Witt, along as Ziegler drives in the lane, puts up a floater and scores it. It's Tyson Robinson who rounds out the 5 to start the second half. And Lavelle Ziegler with 7 points in his first game as an Emporia State Hornet, and Hornets up by 11. This is Richardson. They get it down low to Kone. His shot no good, but he's fouled. I think they're going to get the foul on Peyton Rogers Schmidt. That's his third. It'll be two free throws coming for Kevin Kone, who's held to 2 points in the first half, and Mason Thiessen getting set to check in for Emporia State. First free throw for Kone, hits the front of the rim, no good. Substitution for Lincoln, Frank Yetna into the lineup, replacing Say Witt. At the free throw line, Kevin Kone with a second free throw, and the second one is good. So he makes one of the two. That gives him 3 points in the game and makes it a 10-point, 35-25 lead for Emporia State. We're just 30 seconds in to the second half. Ziegler takes it to the left side. Top of key, Elijah Comether takes it to the lane. Gets his shot blocked by Yetna. And down on the floor is Elijah Comether at the other end. He's a little slow to get up. And he'll be helped to his feet. Sam Baker will take his spot in the lineup as the trainer will take a look at him. So Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds. Across the way, they play it inbounds to Robinson. Gives it off to Richardson. Richardson works it from left to right, goes to the baseline, gets it in the paint to Kone, gets a shot blocked by by Mason Thiessen. And Mason's going to commit the foul. He doesn't give up the easy dunk. That's Mason's first. Second team foul on Emporia State, and once again, Kone will be at the free throw line. Kone coming into this game was a 63% free throw shooter. He had taken 60 free throw attempts coming into the games. First free throw is good. He'll get a second free throw here. He'll make it an 8-point ball game. And the second free throw was also good. 5 points for Kone. Three of them coming here in the second half. Emporia State being pressured in backcourt. Get it off to Ziegler. Ziegler into front court. Almost has it stripped. And he tries to drive past Routens, and he gets whistled for the foul. It's his second team foul, number one. On its play, it inbounds to Ziegler. Gives it off Caden Evans. Gets it back to Ziegler. Top the key to Sam Baker. Gives it off to Caden Evans. Top the key to Owen Long in between the double circle. Shot clock down to 9. Waiting for a screen. Gets the screen. 4 seconds. Caden Evans with 2. Puts up the long 3. Just missed it. Hit the side of the rim of the rebound. Goes to Routens for Lincoln. And they're quickly into front court. Richardson with it on the left side. He'll keep the dribble. Swings it left side into the hands of Robinson. Robinson looking to get it down low. And the pass gets deflected by Caden Evans, and it gets deflected out of bounds. It'll be to Emporia State as it gets deflected off of Frank Yetna. Good defense by Caden Evans as he was able to deflect it off of Yetna, and Emporia State gets the basketball back. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Owen Long working left side, skips it across the floor. Sam Baker, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound gets tipped out, and it goes out of bounds off of Emporia State. 35-27, Emporia State with an 8-point lead, led by as many as 16 in this game. Lincoln has never led. Kone has it out front, working against Mason. Now dishes it right side to Robinson in traffic. Gets a shot up, missed it. Rebound ripped away by Sam Baker as he took it away from Kone. Gets it off to Owen Long. Gives it off to Baker. Baker, top the free throw circle. Ziegler for a three. No. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. There to grab the rebound was Routens. Gives it off to Tyson Robinson. Robinson, a sophomore out of Oceanside, California. Goes from right to left with a dribble. Gives it off to Richardson. Richardson. Back to Robinson. Now on the right side, Routen. Tries to get it down low. And getting the ball knocked out of his hands was Yetna. Last touch by a Hornet, so it remains Lincoln basketball. Substitutions for Lincoln. Emmett Page back into the lineup. Also back into the lineup, Say Witt. Lincoln to play the ball inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds to Routen. Now gives it off in the lane. That's Page. His layup no good. Rebound goes to Kone, and his putback is no good, but he's fouled. So he'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Owen Long. That is his first. Third team foul whistled against Emporia State here in the second half. And Kone, for the third time, will be at the free throw line here in the second half. Not quite played 4 minutes. 6'9 senior out of Paris, France. Knocks down the first free throw. It gives him 6 points. Substitutions for Emporia State. Mayim Boom into the lineup, replacing Mason Thiessen. And Octavian Butler will check in to replace Caden Evans. 35-28. Second free throw for Kone is missed. The rebound tracked down by Ziegler. Gives it up the floor. Owen Long across the timeline. 35-28, Emporia State with a lead by 7. And Ziegler has the ball knocked away from behind, and a foul's going to be whistled against Sam Routens. That's his second team foul here in the second half on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. What a basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Ziegler out front with the basketball. Tells Octavian, go to the right side of the floor. Swings it to him. Back out front to Ziegler. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Sam Baker out to Ziegler. Or make that Butler. Good to the basket. Missed it. Put back good. But do they call a foul first? Count the bucket, and a foul's going to be called on Cone. Oh, nope, they're not going to count the bucket. It's going to be two free throws for Octavian Butler. First free throw is in and out, no good. He'll get a second free throw. That is the third team foul, by the way, on Lincoln, and third personal foul on Kone. Second free throw for Octavian is good. That gives him 5 points in the game. 36-28. Emporia State with an 8-point lead. 16-22 to play in the ball game. Lincoln across the timeline. Robinson dribbles it from right to left. Swings it on the left side to Page. Page now back out front. Gives it back to Rich Robinson in the lane. Floater up. No good. Rebound goes to Say Witt, and he lays it up and in. Say Witt with the offensive rebound of the stick back. 36-30. And Emporia State's going to take a timeout. Comes with 15:55 to play here in the second half. Hornets up by 6. Peyton Roger Schmidt, Elijah Comether, and Caden Evans will check in for Emporia State at this timeout.
Fans, turn your attention
Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports and play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place, 116 Commercial in Emporia. That's pause for this timeout. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
If careers in social media, public relations, or communication sound interesting to you, you should check out the communication program at Emporia State University. You'll leave with the skills every employer is looking for, and you'll be prepared to be a communication leader in any industry. You could even start your own business. At ESU, the sky is the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
15:53 to play in the game. 36-30. Emporia State with lead in the basketball. Ziegler to the basket. Missed the layup. Rebound goes to Crone. They got what they wanted, but couldn't get the finish. Into front court. This is Robinson. Picked up by Atavian Butler. Bounce pass high post. It goes to Witt. Working against Elijah Cometh there, throws it out the glass, missed it. Rebound to Atavian Butler for Emporia State. He'll push it up the floor. Heads to the basket, off the glass, no good. Rebound gets picked up by Witt for Lincoln. On the run, they feed it off to Page. At the other end, layup good for Page. Emmett Page with four, and we've got us a three-point or four-point ball game at 36-32. So Lincoln has outscored Emporia State here to start the second half. 8-3. Here's a basket that's good for Emporia. Atavian Butler getting a shot to go down. He has seven. 38-32. 6-point lead. Lincoln with the ball now. Man-to-man defense from Emporia State. Out front to Page. Gives it off to Robinson. In traffic. Shot partially blocked. And they're going to call a foul on Owen Long. And that sends us to a media timeout. 14:38 to go. We'll keep it right here for the time being. Sometimes you don't know when those media timeouts, if the team calls it, if the media is going to come next. Here it's 38-32 Emporia State with 14:38 to play in the game. Lincoln here in the second half has outscored Emporia State 8-5 after Emporia State led at halftime, 33-24. If you even go back to that 3:17 mark of the first half, Lincoln has gone on a 18-8 run to erase what was a 16-point lead for Emporia State at 30-14. So the run that Lincoln is on had began in the last 3 minutes of the first half. Lincoln's Tyson Robinson will be at the free throw line. Emporia State will send onto the floor Elijah Comethier, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Tavian Butler, Lavelle Ziegler, and Caden Evans. Lincoln counters with Sam Routens along with Say Witt. Tyson Robinson at the free throw line. Emmett Page is on the floor. And so is Kevin Kone. Free throw is good for Tyson Robinson on the season. Robinson, that's his first free throw attempt. Second free throw is also good. That gives him 4 points in the game, and it's a 4-point ball game. Hornets with the basketball in backcourt. This is Cade Nevins. Feeds it up the floor to Butler. Butler across the timeline. Gives it off to Ziegler in the middle of the floor. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Cade Nevins has it on the wing right side to Kamathir. Gives it off to Ziegler. 10 seconds. Top the key. It goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Hands it off to Cade Nevins. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Nice defense. Here's 2 seconds. Fadeaway shot by Cade Nevins. No good in the rebound. Loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And Cronet comes away with a basketball. How? I'm not sure. Lincoln with the ball. Cronet. Shot up. No good. Offensive rebound. Say wait. Gets a shot rejected by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Up the floor. Cade Nevins steps around the defense of Tyson Robinson, who's ready to draw the foul and to avoid the charge. Cade Nevins ends up turning it over. Hornet basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. This is Page. Feeds it off to Robinson to the lane. Shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Emporia State. Ziegler up the floor to Kamathir. Layup good for Elijah Kamathir. His first made layup and field goal. He has 4, and it's 40-34. Emporia State back up by 6. Way to get up and down the floor, both Ziegler and Kamathir. With great defense at the other end to get a shot block. This is Robinson. Feeds it out front to Routens. Now swings it back to Robinson for a 3. He hit it with a hand in his face. DJ or Tyson Robinson now with 7 points, and it's a 3-point ball game. 40-37 with 12:40 to play. Ziegler with the basketball. Takes it to the left side, top the key. Kamathir open for 3. No. Rebound battle for, and we're going to get a foul on Emporia State. See whom they call the foul on. They're going to call it on Peyton Rogers-Schmidt as Say Witt ends up on the floor. For Peyton, that is his 4th. Mayim Boom will check in for Emporia State. That is the 5th team foul on the Hornets here in the second half. ...40-37 Emporia State. They've been outscored 13-7 here in the second half. Here's Kone. Goes down low to Witt. Shot blocked by Cade Nevins, but the ball goes out of bounds. As Say Witt had it down low, and Cade Nevins blocks the shot out of bounds. It'll remain Lincoln basketball, 13 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline left of the basket. Looking to get the ball inbounds, and they do play it inbounds to Page. Page will bring it out front. Bounce pass goes to Kone, working against Kamathir. Backs it down to the lane, puts up the hook shot, and it crawls off no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. Kone comes up with it, it's put back no good. Rebound goes to Witt. We're going to get a jump ball call. An alternate possession will keep it in the hands of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Lincoln Blue Tigers underneath the basket. They had about 3 opportunities, but Emporia State just couldn't grab the defensive rebound. Lincoln to play the ball inbounds. Nope. Played inbounds to Page. And we're going to get a foul away from the wall. We're going to call this one on Emporia State's Elijah Kamathir. That is his 1st 6-team foul on Emporia State here in the second half. Substitution for Lincoln, Jamar Madge into the lineup. He'll replace Emmett Page. So Lincoln will play it in on the baseline. They play it into Kone, who in turn gives it off to Robinson. Now this is Richardson with the basketball. Shot clock down to 10. Tries to dump it down low. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Kevin Kone, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State with 11:34 to play in the ball game. Emporia State up by 3, 40-37. Horta Basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Caleb Wright, a 6'5 sophomore from Phoenix, into the lineup for Lincoln. And Emporia State brings Sam Baker into the lineup to replace Elijah Comethyr. Lincoln pressuring in backcourt. Emporia State gets it across the timeline with a pass to Ziegler. Ziegler now will dribble it to the middle of the floor. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Feeds it right side. Caden Evans top the free throw circle to Baker. Back to Ziegler. Ziegler trying to turn the corner. Gets it to the rim. Feeds it inside to Mayim Boum. And there's a foul called underneath the basket. It's a foul on Lincoln. It's on Caleb Wright. And this will put Mayim Boum at the free throw line. Mayim looking for his first points of the ball game as he steps to the free throw line. A 70% free throw shooter on the season is Mayim, and the first free throw is good for the sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Owen Long will check in for Emporia State. He'll replace Lavelle Ziegler, and Lincoln brings Emmett Page back onto the floor. Second free throw coming for Mayim, and this one he makes. 42-37, Emporia still with a five-point lead, 11:09 to play in the ballgame. Lincoln with the basketball. Across the timeline with it is Robinson. Now gives it on the wing right side to Madge. Top the key, Page for three, no. Rebound. Oh, we're going to get a foul on Say Witt as he was going high to try to get the rebound. So was Owen Long, and Owen Long gets hit by the long arm of Say Witt, and he picks up his fourth personal foul. That's a fifth team foul on Lincoln. Emporia State will have the ball, and Lincoln will apply some backcourt pressure into front court. The pass goes to Butler. Butler working left side, drives to the lane line, kicks it out to Baker, top the key to Owen, back to Baker, left elbow three. That's off the mark, rebound tipped out, and it's going to be picked up by Owen Long. Mayim Boum got a little bit of a hand on it as well. So the Hornets keep the ball, leading by five. Here's Sam. Out to Caden Evans for a three. No. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. There to get it is Jamar Madge. 42-37 Emporia State. 10:20 to play in the ball game. Lincoln with the basketball. Here's Say Witt. Lost the dribble. It's taken away by Caden Evans. And Hawks get a steal. Caden working out front. Gives it off. Owen Long for a three. No. Rebound goes to Say Witt. For the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornets have had some opportunities, just haven't been able to capitalize. We're under 10 minutes to go. 9:57 to play. Out front, Say Witt with the basketball, working against Mayim Boum, looking for a backdoor cut. They get it off to Richardson. His floater is up, no good. Rebound goes to Richardson. His shot no good. Gets his shot blocked, and coming away with the basketball is Caden Evans. He goes to the floor, keeping the dribble all the time. Great job by Caden Evans. Gets it up the floor. Butler driving to the basket. Going up. For the shot, it gets deflected out of bounds. It'll be a Horta basketball out of the media timeout. Wow, Caden Evans at the other end defensively got a big rebound and able to maintain control of the basketball and gets it up the floor. Hornets lead at 42-37 with 9:33 to play. Horta basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
FX Emporia. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
9:33 to play in the game. 42-37. Emporia State with the lead. The Hornets have not made a field goal since the 13-17 mark. So it's been a while since they've scored a field goal. They have the ball to play inbounds. They play it into Ziegler. Ziegler in the lane. Now backs it out to the three-point line. Goes down low against Mayim Boom. Backs in against Cronet. And they're going to call a foul first. Mayim scored the bucket, but he gets fouled. He'll be at the free throw line with a 1-1. Nope, that's only the sixth foul for Cronet. That is his fourth personal foul, so 20 seconds on the shot clock. They play the ball inbounds to Caden Evans, who hands it off to Owen Long. Owen working against the pressure of Madge. Now to Caden Evans, gets it down low and try to get it inside to Mayim Boom, and Say Witt reaches around him and steals the basketball. Coach Craig Doty wanted a holding foul, but he's not going to get that. They work it to Routens on the wing right side. Now top the key, driving with the ball. Madge back to Routens on the wing. They go down low to Say Witt, and the pass gets taken away by Caden Evans. Good defense by Caden. Caden Weeks works his way into front court. Top the key, it goes to Ziegler. Ziegler down the lane, puts up the floater off the glass. No, rebound goes to Say Witt as Gage McGuire just couldn't get his hands on it. Needed the Velcro gloves. 42-37 Emporia State, 8:33 to play. Lincoln with the basketball. Out front with it, this is DJ Richardson. Richardson, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call this on Emporia State. Lavelle Ziegler, that's his first team foul, number 7, so it's a 1-1 opportunity coming for DJ Richardson, who's yet to score in this game. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Free throw missing, and the rebound to Caden Evans. Hornets dodged a bullet there. 8:18 to go. Hornets need a basket, though. Caden Evans to Owen Long. Right corner three. Yes! Just what the doctor ordered. A haircrafter's three for Caden Evans, and the Hornets are up by 8. 45-37. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters. This is Routen for a three of his own. In and out, no good. Rebound, Gage McGuire gets it out to Owen Long. Owen brings the front court with a basketball. Backs it up to the half court stripe. Swings it right side, Caden Evans. Oh, back to Owen in the middle of the floor. Down to 7:40 to play in the game. 45-37 Emporia State. Caden Evans has a way out on the right side. Shot clock down to 13. Caden goes to the dribble, gives it off to Ziegler. Ziegler now has the middle of the floor. Shot clock now down to 9. Gets a screen from Mayim Boone. 4 seconds. Puts up the contested three. It's missing. Long rebound. Now they're going to call a shot clock violation. They said the shot did not hit the rim. Substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup, Kevin Cronet. Also checking back in will be Tyson Robinson. So they have DJ Richardson, Tyson Robinson, Kevin Cronet, Sam Routens, and Say Witt on the floor do the Lincoln Blue Tigers. This is Robinson, left side, top of the key. To Richardson. Richardson tried to drive, loses the dribble, ball loose on the floor, still loose on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Or timeout, Emporia State. Hornets had the basketball, they call a timeout. They'll get it with 6:59 to play, leading 45-37. It'll be Hornet basketball. This will be the 32nd variety. Emmett Page will re-enter the lineup for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For that special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Now the Hornets lead it here 45-37. They led at halftime 33-24. They've been outscored 13-12 here in the second half. Their biggest lead was 16 points in the first half. Lincoln has never led in this game. Emporia State being led by Owen Long with 14 points. Lincoln being led by Sam Routens with 12. And interestingly, both those players scored those points in the first half. Poirier State will have the ball to play in bounds in backcourt, and Lincoln will apply full court pressure. Owen gets it up the floor to Ziegler, back to Owen, and Owen gets it across the timeline with about 2 seconds to spare. Owen, middle of the floor, swings it right side. Caden Evans, is, they have a floor really spread. Here's Owen Long working to the left side, skips it out to Caden Evans. 8 seconds on the shot clock, a little crossover move. Gives it off to Gage McGuire, off to Caden Evans with 3 seconds. Puts up a contested three off the rim. No good. Rebound. Mayim Boom. Stick back. Good. Mayim Boom with a big offensive rebound on the stick back. He has four. It's 47-37. Hornets back up by 10. 6:21 to play. Well, that was a big rebound for Mayim. Lincoln with the ball. This is Robinson. Top the key. 3-point shot. Good by Routens. That gives him 15 points. Makes it a 7-point ball game at 47-40 with 6:02 to go. Hornets have the ball in front court. Owen Long, middle of the floor. Feeds it out to Ziegler. Left side, top the key. It goes to Caden Evans. Now to Owen on the wing right side. With 9 seconds, shoots a contested three. Missed it. Rebound goes to Kevin Kone. Mayim Boom gets whistled for the foul. It'll be his first, but we'll go to the other end, and Kevin Kone will step to the free throw line with a 1-1 opportunity. Kone was 6 points tonight, four of them from the free throw line. So he has a 1-1 opportunity here. And the first free throw bounces away, no good. Mayim Boom with a rebound. Ziegler with it. Gets it across the timeline. 5:34 to play. Caden Evans has it on the wing right side. Back out front to Ziegler. Gets a screen from Gage McGuire. Tries to drive in the paint. Gives it off to Gage. Off to Caden. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Trying to work around a screen. Back out front to Owen Long with 9 seconds. Goes between the legs. Step back three. Shoots it. Missed it. Rebound. Goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Off the fingertips of Sam Routens of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Peyton Rogers Schmidt and Elijah Comathir will check in for Emporia State. Gage McGuire and Mayim Boom will set down. 5:12 to play, 47-40. Emporia State. I guess you could call this a defensive battle. Emporia State shooting 35%, Lincoln shooting 30%. Right now, the difference is Emporia State, 12 of 15. There's a feed down low. Elijah Comathir in traffic. Say Witt knocks the ball away from him and goes out of bounds. Hornets wanted a foul called. They weren't going to get it. And that takes us to our final media timeout. 4:55 to play in the ball game. 47-40, Emporia State with the lead. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Need a unique gift for your wedding party, or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:55 to play in the game. 47-40, Emporia State with the lead. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Comathir with 2 seconds. Spins, doesn't get the shot off. He made the basket, but there's a shot clock violation. He took too long to get the shot off. Hey, Coach Craig Doty and Say Witt have a nice little pleasant conversation as Coach is chuckling, and so is Say. 47-40 Emporia State. They feed it down low. Kone shot up and no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Kone. Takes it back in the lane. Spinning. Shot off off the glass. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. A charge foul. It's going to be called on Kone. He is done for the ball game. That is his fifth personal foul. It comes with 4:33 to play. And he scored only 6 points tonight. And he did finish with 10 rebounds. So it'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State in backcourt. Taking his place on the floor will be Frank Yetna, 6'7 sophomore from Paris, France. 47-40 Emporia State. Hornets get the ball into front court. Owen Long with the basketball. Gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Lavelle, middle of the floor. Just added to the roster for tonight's game. They were thinking of redshirting him the rest of this year. Came eligible a semester, but they decided to take the redshirt off of him. Ziegler working on the wing, left side, step back three. He gets fouled. They don't call it. Here's Owen Long for three. No. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. How is that not a foul? My goodness. He got it. Really bumped hard. Here's a three that's off the back iron. No good for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Rebound goes to Say Witt. He powers down to the basket, and he scores it. Say Witt with 10, and he may have got popped in the nose, but he's quickly down on the other end. 3:37 to play, 47-42 in Emporia State. Owen Long with the basketball, middle of the floor. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Feeds it right side to Elijah Commother. Hands it off to Owen, now to Ziegler. 13 seconds on the shot clock to Owen Long, middle of the floor, trying to work around a screen. Here comes a double team on him with 6 seconds. Feeds it down low. Commother lost it. Feeds it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt, who gets fouled. And Peyton Roger Schmidt will be at the free throw line. Picking up the foul will be Frank Yetna. That is his first team foul, number 8. Peyton will be shooting 2. Peyton, 3 points tonight. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The senior out of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, knocks down the first free throw. That gives him 4 points. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Second free throw also good for Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Substitution for Lincoln, Yarosh Jacoby into the lineup. Also back into the lineup is DJ Richardson. ...49-42, Emporia State with a lead by 7 with 3:08 to go. Into front court, this is Tyson Robinson. Works it right side, gives it off to Routens, who's been big for Lincoln. Now driving the baseline, that's his Richardson. His floater up, no good. Tip try by Witt, no good. His putback is good. Say Witt with 12. 49-44, Emporia State. In the front court, Caden Evans to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Gets it back out high to Owen Long. Now to Caden Evans to Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Kicks it out to Lavelle Ziegler out on the right side. Now back out front, it goes to Owen Long. Witt goes for the steal, comes up empty. Owen kicks it out to Ziegler with 6 seconds on the shot clock. 4 seconds. Down the lane to the rim. Shot blocked by Witt. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Hornet basketball. 1 second on the shot clock. Hornets play it in to Elijah Commother. He can't handle the pass, and the shot clock violation gives the ball back to the Lincoln Blue Tigers as Emporia State had 1 second on the shot clock, and they just couldn't run the play. 2:17 to go in the game, 49-44. Emporia State with a 5-point lead. Lincoln with the basketball. This is Robinson, middle of the floor, takes it to the right side. Now out front with it is Jacoby. Hands it back off to Robinson. Robinson being guarded by Ziegler. Shot clock now down to 10. They get it off to Witt. drives it down the lane. Shot, missed it. Rebound, Emporia State. Elijah Cometh here. Good defense, though, by Peyton Roger Schmidt to avoid the foul. Owen dribbles it to the near side, gets the play call from Coach Craig Doty with a minute 37 to go. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Hornets could use a basket right here. Down to 12. Now Owen goes to work between the legs with 8 seconds. Penetrates in the paint. Kicks it out. Peyton Roger Schmidt for three. Yes! Oh, my! Peyton Roger Schmidt with a dagger. He has eight. That's a hair crafter's three. It's 52-44. Hornets up by eight. Out front with it. Here's the ball loose. Taken away. Caden Evans. And a foul called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the foul will be DJ Richardson. It's a ninth team foul, and we'll get a 1-1 with Caden Evans going to the free throw line. Caden was 6 points tonight. His first trip to the free throw line. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Free throw is good for Caden Evans. Gives him 7 points. Also has a couple of four steals on the night. Second free throw missed. It's 53-44. 9-point Emporia State lead down to 1 minute to play. In the front court, this is Robinson to the rim. No. Rebound to Witt. His put back. No. His second attempt. No. This time he gets fouled as the Hornets try to keep the ball alive. They call this foul on Caden Evans. That'll be his first by my count. But it's the ninth team foul, so a 1-1 coming for Say Witt. Witt on the season, a 56% free throw shooter. Second, where he gets a first free throw here. Hornets leading 53-44. Free throw for Say is good. He'll get the bonus. 13 points for Say. Substitutions for Lincoln back into the lineup. Returns Emmett Page along with Frank Yetna. Down to 52.8 seconds to go. Say Witt will get his second free throw attempt. Second free throw, that one is also good. So 14 points for Say Witt, makes it 53-46. Emporia State with a 7-point lead. Ziegler in backcourt, gets it off to Caden Evans. Need to get it in the front court, gives it off to Ziegler. Ziegler gets fouled. Picking up the foul will be DJ Richardson, and that'll put Lavelle Ziegler at the free throw line. He'll get to shoot two. That's the 10th team foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Comes with 46.3 seconds, and they'll probably try to draw this one out if they can. First free throw is up and good for Lavelle. He has 8 points. He'll get a second free throw. Second free throw is also good by Lavelle. It gives him 9. Checking in for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Sam Routens. And checking out will be Frank Yetna. A little offense-defense there. 46 seconds to play in the game. 55-46, Emporia State with a lead by 9. This is Witt out front with a basketball, waiting for a backdoor cutter. Now he takes it in the paint, takes it in the lane, spinning. Shot off the glass is good. Oh, that's a tough basket. Say Witt with 16. Emporia State in backcourt. Owen Long braces it into front court. Gives it off to Ziegler. And Ziegler's going to get fouled with 26 seconds to play. Picking up the foul, Sam Routens. That is his fourth. And Ziegler once again to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He has 9 points tonight. 4 of his points have come from the free throw line. First one is good. He'll get the second one. Lefty's free throw is good. He makes both. So he's 4 for 4 from the free throw line down the stretch. Nogzwa Wasik will make his first appearance, and Ziegler will get the check out. Down to 25 seconds to play. 57-48, Emporia State by 9. Here's a three that's on the way that's no good, and rebound to Emporia State. Oh, He dribbled it out of bounds, and Lincoln will have a chance with 17 seconds on the clock. Substitution for Emporia State. Coach Craig Doty wanted to know if it hit him. So Lincoln will get another opportunity to play the ball inbounds. They played into Routon. His three is no good. Rebound goes to Caden Evans, and that's going to be it. The Hornets are going to win this one. They can wipe the sweat off their brow. This one was a hard-fought, physical ball game. Our final score tonight will be Emporia State 57, Lincoln 48. The Hornets get back on the winning track. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers, talk with a coach and a player, all during postgame. A happy postgame for the Emporia State Hornets as the Hornets win it 57-48. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone has their favorite Pizza Ranch plate combo: pizza and salad, pizza and mashed potatoes, chicken and ranch wedges. Or is it all of the above, topped off with sweet dessert pizza? Round up the family and head to Pizza Ranch, where you can build your perfect plate. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. It's buffet done your way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Back at Watt Auditorium, where tonight the Emporia State men hang on for a 57-48 victory over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornets led from their first basket made to the end of the game. Lincoln made a run at Emporia State after the Emporia State led by as many as 16 in the first half, but Lincoln closed out the first half on a nice little run of their own as they would go on a 10-3 run to close out the first half, and then they went on another run of their own to go on an 18-8 run to cut the deficit even more, but they cut it to within, let's see here, if I can... I know they got within three at one time. But that may be as close as they did get in this contest. As the Lincoln Blue Tigers didn't go away easy. They came out fighting in the second half, but Emporia State was able to hold them off to get the victory. As they were within four at 8:34, and let's see here, 7 points there. So, you know, they did make things interesting for Emporia State, but the Hornets able to hang on to get the victory tonight. Let's take a look at our game stats, brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first. For the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they were led in scoring by Sam Routens with 15. 12 points for Say Witt. Now, these aren't the final stats. I need to get final stats from our, because what I'm reading is delay in the stats, so we're going to have to hold off on getting our game stats on tonight's contest, because what I'm getting on the screen and final stats I don't have, so we'll have to wait to give you those final stats. But the ones that I have tonight, Emporia Lincoln being led offensively actually by Say Witt with 16 points, 15 for Sam Routens. Emporia State offensively, 11 points from Lavelle Ziegler, 11 points for Owen Long, but a lot of players got involved in this game to help out Emporia State. Unfortunately, fortunately, Emporia State able to get the victory tonight. And you can go up and down the lineup. Mayim Boom had some big plays for Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt, of course, a big dagger three right at the end of the game that really gave Emporia State the margin of victory that they needed. Now, we do have our stat sheet now, and now we can take a look at our final stats from tonight's game. Again, for Lincoln, Say Witt with 16 points. He also had 12 rebounds, 15 points for Sam Routens. Those were the only two players in double figures for Lincoln. They got 7 points from Tyson Robinson, 6 points from Kevin Conay, who also had 10 rebounds. He fouled out of the ball game with 4:33 to play in the contest. 4 points for Emmett Page, and those were the only players who scored for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State had a few more players score. They ended up having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players score tonight. Leading the way, though, was Owen Long with 14 points. He had 2 assists. He had 3 turnovers, but he also had a couple of rebounds. 11 points for Lavelle Ziegler in his first game as an Emporia State Hornet. He had 5 assists to go along with 6 rebounds. He was 6 for 6 at the free throw line, 4 for 4 down the stretch to help seal the victory for Emporia State. Those were the only two players in double figures. 8 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt, who had 3 rebounds. He only made his only 3, which was a big one, down the stretch in the second half. He was 2 for 2 shooting the ball. He also had three fouls on the night as well to go along with his 3 rebounds. He was 3 for 4 at the free throw line. 7 points for Atavian Butler. 5 points for Gage McGuire. 4 points for Mayim Boom, who also had 5 rebounds. Also had a block shot, had a steal. He was 2 for 2 at the free throw line, 1 for 2 shooting from the floor. But not a bad night for Mayim Boom. He probably would have liked to have scored a few more points. Caden Evans with 4 points on the night. 4 points also for Elijah Comethyr. Looking at the team numbers for Lincoln, they were 17 of 56 for 30% from the floor, 6 of 17 beyond the arc for 35%. They were 8 of 12 from the free throw line for 67%. For Emporia State, 16 of 46 from the floor for 34%, 6 of 27 from beyond the arc for 22%, 19 of 23 at the free throw line for 82%, and that's where the difference was in this ball game. Lincoln did win the rebounding battle 39 to 29. Emporia State's leading rebounder was Lavelle Ziegler with 6. He was 5 rebounds for Mayim Boom. Emporia State had 7 offensive rebounds to 22 defensive. Lincoln led on the boards by Say Witt with 12, 10 for Kevin Conay. They had 17 offensive rebounds, 22 defensive rebounds. Lincoln turned the ball over 16 times. Emporia State turned the ball over 15 times. 8 steals for Emporia State, 5 belonging to Caden Evans. And Lincoln had 5 steals, 2 belonging to Sam Routens. Looking at the numbers inside the numbers, both teams score 8 points off of those turnovers. In the paint, Lincoln outscores Emporia State 22-18. They outscore Emporia State 16-2 on second chance points. Hornets on fast break opportunities outscore Lincoln 12-2. And the Emporia State bench outscores Lincoln's bench 16-7. Emporia State led 33-24 at halftime after leading by 16 at one time in the first half. Both teams scores 24 points in the second half, so I guess you could call that a defensive struggle on the night as Emporia State's defense rose to the occasion. Lincoln's defense tried to do what they could to get back in the ballgame, but Emporia State able to hold off for the victory. Emporia State led for 39 minutes and 5 seconds. So about when Emporia State scored their first basket, from that time on, they would never trail. Emporia State's biggest lead began by 16. That came in the first half. Lincoln did have a 7-0 run, and Emporia State had a 9-0 run in the first half. But big win tonight for Emporia State. Hornets with the win now 11-3, 5-3 in the MIAA. Lincoln falls to 7-4 on the season. They are 3-4 in the MIAA. But the big stat of the night, Emporia State wins it 57-48. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on our Longbine, or on our Prairie Land Partners postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity.